In my last minute, I deconstructed the College Board's latest corruption of good analytics practice, the adversity score. In that minute, I explained how it obfuscates the underlying metrics, pretends to quantitative certainty, and labels a metric in the most misleading way possible. But at a deeper level, the adversity score put me in mind of the McNamara fallacy, as coined by the legendary Dan Yankelevich. Here's how he described the fallacy. The first step is to measure whatever can be easily measured. This is okay as far as it goes. The second step is to disregard that which can't be easily measured, or to give it an arbitrary quantitative value. This is artificial and misleading. The third step is to presume that what can't be measured easily really isn't important. This is blindness. The fourth step is to say that what can't be easily measured really doesn't exist. This is suicide. It's named after the truly brilliant analyst Robert McNamara, who nevertheless chose to promote body counts as the definitive KPI in Vietnam. Body count was easily measured, and it provided a ready-made and plausible measure of progress towards victory. Except it didn't. Body counts turned out to be a pretty good predictor of failure on our side, not success versus the North Vietnamese. In Vietnam, the people adopting the metric had their own cynical reasons for doing so, and that's pretty much true around the adversity score as well. A metrics for sale outfit like the College Board isn't the main problem. It's the willingness of elite colleges to use such a transparently stupid metric. Yale, for example, was front and center in the press for the announcement, bragging about how much using it had improved their diversity. And how would they measure that? By the adversity metric, of course! I don't have much love for our elite universities. They are mostly degree mills, hawking the world's most expensive sheets of paper and churning out what William Dorosevitz has aptly termed excellent sheep. Graduates fit mostly for a life in large consulting outfits and no better educated than when they left high school. When I compare the process, a few essays penned by who knows who, an SAT score, and now the critical addition of an adversity index for getting into Yale, with the process for getting a job at Google with their notoriously challenging and personal interview process, it's pretty clear to me which one actually takes finding good people seriously.